Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
The morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
So game two in the series, it goes to the Guardians. Now they've won both games so far, so it'll be up to the Giants tomorrow to try to get a win, as the Giants have now dropped four in a row.
Greg Kuiper on the call and some lady screaming the entire game, sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area. My ears are bleeding still from that. Whether it was the Cleveland Guardians feed, whether it was the San Francisco Giants feed, whatever, NBC Sports. Like, can we, like, bleed that, like, noise out, the screaming?
I'm out.
Good God, Joe, as I look at you in that beautiful, bright, pink, quarter-zip jacket that you're wearing. Miami Vice, Joe Shasky in the building. Four straight losses now. Justin Verlander, first start in over a month. 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 Ks. He's got a walk. But it's an L for him. Another win for the Guardians as they take the series. Now the Giants will try to avoid the sweep tonight, or I should say today, with Logan Webb on the bump before a massive 3-game series, a revenge series, if you will, against the Boston Red Sox. Good morning, Joe. You look great. I love that color.
Thank you. There was a little Father's Day gift to myself. My niece said that she really liked it. And then, you know, yeah, I took it up to the pro shop and picked it up.
Father's Day gift for myself.
Exactly.
Because all dads know you're never going to get what you really want on Father's Day.
I'd rather
you
just get myself
something. Exactly.
And that's no knock on anyone else. It's just like I want to be able to get the right size and the right color and the right thing that I like. I don't know what to make of Verlander. I don't think he's as bad as what the results have been. I also don't think that he is anywhere close to the guy that he was 3, 4, or 5 years ago. He's probably somewhere in between. He did just miss an entire month and a half.
Sure.
Coming back from like a pec strain or whatever. And the first inning when Jose Ramirez hits that base hit and knocks in a run, like that is one of the things that I think has been missing from the Giants throughout this stretch is an early knock of a run in with a guy in scoring position. Mm-hmm. They're 1 of 19 with runners in scoring position the last two games, and it just feels like they can't scratch across those early runs and they're playing catch up. I'm not ready to say that Verlander's cooked. I'm not ready to say that he's completely done. I think that's a little too premature, but I'm definitely not optimistic as I was early on. Now, his last few starts before going on the IL, he did have an under 3 ERA. He was pitching better. He didn't have the results he was looking for because the offense simultaneously was scuffling. But in the inning where he got roughed up, you know, the defense lets a guy on base with an error right off the rip. Mm. And if Fitz isn't going to hit and not play great defense, We got a problem there.
I mean, we were talking about that for how long with Willie Adames, but we knew Willie's sticking around because why? He got paid $182 million, so he's a made man when it comes to that shortstop position. God love you, Tyler Fitzgerald. You are not a made man by any stretch. You had a great little coming out party last season when he looked like Barry freaking Bonds hitting all those home runs. But since then, you basically looked like a rookie. And the league adjusts very quickly and is unforgiving.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's Logan Allen. I don't care if it's Yamamoto, if it's Scooble. They have the scouting report on you, and they're going to attack you. And they're going to attack your weaknesses yesterday. And 1-for-19 with runners in scoring position, Joe, is not good enough in the last 2 days. It's just not.
Well, and neither is, you know, you're talking about execution on multiple levels. You know, playing great defense is mandatory for this team to win, right? It just is. When you're not going to have the offensive proficiency that you absolutely need. Well, thank you, Carter.
Wow, look at that. You get a delivery at 6:11 a.m.
Is there a straw to go along with that?
Oh, we don't do straws anymore in the Bay Area.
Shout sea turtles.
Yeah, you get like shaved tree trunks they try to put in there, and they dissolve in 2 seconds. That's what they do.
Yeah, it's stupid. But that being said, Carter brought me a Pete's Coffee, which is great. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah.
You can't groove a fastball 0-2 with runners on. And he alluded to it basically in the postgame presser, saying like it was just a flat, bad pitch, and I can't do that. And that's part of being rusty. But, I mean, whether it's Kyle Harrison a couple of weeks ago, whether it's Justin Verlander now, or a guy in between, you can't do that right now with this Giants team. And they're not generating offense, and we're not going to lose our minds about Devers. He looks almost over the top aggressive, and he's trying to, you know, he's really trying to get it all back in one swing. And I think he needs to be patient, jumping on things late in the game. And there were multiple opportunities that they had late, but not enough.
No,
there's just not enough right now of offense. Jung-Hoo Lee, I think, is they're all over the place with him.
Yeah,
and I've kind of come to the conclusion with Jung-Hoo Lee that they're just going to have to put him in a spot. I don't know what it is. He's not a prototype leadoff hitter because he does swing a little too much. I don't know what they need to do with him right now, but bouncing him around from the top to the bottom of the order, just pick a spot and ride it out.
I was going to say, just a week ago, we were talking about, wow, you got Lee there, you got Willie Adames batting second, you know, you got whoever it was at the time, Ramos, Flores, but now you got Devers, and all of a sudden you've lost 4 in a row, 2 with Rafael Devers, and all that goodwill that you've built up, it hasn't totally gone away, or maybe it has for some Giants fans, you know. It is gone because it's nice. It feels good when you got Rafael Devers and you made a big splash and, you know, you're right there and you're still in the mix. And listen, the sky's not falling yet. You hit a little skid. You just had a big winning streak and now you've fallen back down to earth just a little bit. It's a game of runs. It's a game of, you know, wins and losses and streaks and this, that, or the other. But, yeah, you got to win a freaking game here, especially against the Red Sox, who have been playing well for the most part as of late. You cannot get swept today, especially with Logan Webb. I'm looking at Logan Webb today to pick up where he left off against the Dodgers last week, which is an incredible start against their ace, Yamamoto, this season. So Logan Webb looking to stop the skid today. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got Will Fleming joining us today at 8 o'clock, Joe. And you know, Will, brother of one, Dave Fleming, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, obviously Giants broadcaster. And Will Fleming is one of the voices for the Red Sox radio network. And as Dave told us earlier in the week, he does have a relationship with one Rafael Devers because Will, as we all learned, is bilingual and fluent in Spanish. So he's chopped it up with Rafi. We want to get to know Rafi the person as well, because I do think there's been a lot made about, and we're going to kind of put a bow on, you know, the whole Red Sox perspective, if you will, in the fallout there. I think we did a lot of that yesterday. We had Johnny Damon on, great interview there. But just kind of get to know Devers the person and the personality that he is, because he does play with a smile on his face. He seems like a happy-go-lucky guy. But is he a quote-unquote loner? Is he a guy that is going to be that face of a franchise going forward? We'll talk to Will about that at 8 o'clock.
You know, the other sports, you can fall victim to trying too hard. Like Fred Warner discussed this with the Niners, where he signed this big deal, and he went out and he was over-pursuing, right? Like, just all over the place. And I think that he was doing way too much in general on the field. And But at the end of the day, I do believe the NFL is more of a try-hard sport, meaning the harder you try, the better the results.
Sorry, what was the name again?
Fred Warner.
Fred Warner, thank you.
I was saying that he was trying a little too hard. He was overdoing it to justify the contract. But I think in general, in the NFL, like, do your job, but try hard. Like, you get knocked to the ground, get back up, hustle, pursue on a play, gang tackle. You know, I think relentless pursuit on defense is definitely something. On offense, like, run every route as hard as you can, mm-hmm. you know, if it requires it based on the play. I think that's the thing that Deebo Samuel kind of fell victim to, is not running out things and not even looking like a decoy.
Still in practice in Washington, I guess, too.
Basketball defense is very largely effort-based. Rebounding is effort-based, meaning if you try hard, you can get rebounds. Baseball's different. And the reason why I bring this up is that I do believe that sometimes you sign a big contract like Willie Adames, you land in a new spot like Rafael Devers, and the harder you try to make things happen, the worse the results. And you see this with pitchers at times, like, I'm going to throw it as hard as I can or whatever. There's a happy medium, and I call it the hammer and the nail theory. This is my baseball coaching theory here when it comes to these things. When you're swinging a hammer, if you swing it at max effort, are you really going to hit that nail on the head perfectly every single time?
No.
No, you're probably going to be erratic all over that nail, and you might end up getting your finger, and you're not going to flush that nail right through the wood.
Unless you're Thor and your hammer covers the entire surface area.
Or yes. You've been doing it for 25 years.
Skilled,
and
yeah.
Yeah,
skilled
you're a carpenter
laborer
that can do it with their eyes closed.
Shout out Joseph.
Right? And so I look at baseball, and golf is this way as well with the golf swing. There's a happy medium swing. And there's a happy medium effort level, you know, and it's almost like in that 75 to 85%. And when you're swinging smooth, you're actually still swinging fast,
right,
and you're getting results.
Right.
And I think I see Rafael Devers right now as a guy at the plate where, and you saw it in late inning, I mean, he's going up against a funky lefty.
Yeah.
That lefty is funky, the guy in the eighth inning. And he's swinging out of his shoes.
The heron.
First pitch, yeah. You know, and maybe like, hey, that guy's so funky. First pitch, I see fastball. I'm going for it. I want the guy to settle in, relax. You don't need to get and justify this entire contract and the entire trade in one swing.
No.
And I think that up and down the lineup, I feel like there are a lot of guys that are kind of pressing right now. You know, Tyler Fitzgerald's kind of pressing right now. I think Yaz is actually swinging a pretty good bat. I think Bailey was great to see him back in the lineup. I mean, he's obviously hot after having a little stint. Adames is seeing the ball much better. Ramos is kind of scuffling right now. I don't think that his at-bats have been great, although he had obviously the big swing yesterday. But I just think in general, you know, his at-bats haven't been great. Wilmer looks tired to me right now. And then Devers, and it looks like he's trying really, really hard. And I want to see the young man just relax. You know, 1 week, one at-bat, it's not going to make a contract. We're here for the long haul. Just settle in, you know, grind these at-bats. It's okay. You're not going to get it all back in one swing. I don't know. It's baseball. I do believe that you see this with these big money guys. They stand up in a new spot, and they want that immediate gratification, and it's difficult.
It might take some time. Hell, we're seeing with Willie Adames right now for the last few months.
Yes.
Batting 207.
Yes.
Not good enough. But again, it's an entirely, like, the guy used to play in a dome, whether it was with the Rays or with the Brewers. He only knew dome home games. Yeah, he played on the road outside a bunch, but listen, when you're playing on the East Coast, you're playing in a lot of domes, and it's different than playing on the West Coast with this marine layer, and it's chilly at night. It's different here. It just is. And we would love your participation. If you're at the game, if you were planning to go to the game, by the way, there's a lot happening right now, just in the sports world. We have a chance that the NBA Finals ends tonight. Oklahoma City trying to take out the Indiana Pacers tonight, Game 6. We all thought it was yesterday for some reason.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one's watching, does the tree actually fall?
I think it just speaks to just the finals in general. I guess their like last game, Game 5, they had less than like 10 million viewers, which, again, is one of the like least watched outside of the bubble year. They always said, excluding the bubble year, it's like one of the least watched NBA Finals in like the past like 2+ decades. It just is what it is. It's the Thunder and Pacers. I mean, what did you guys expect? But the Thunder have the chance to close out the Indiana Pacers.
What did you guys expect?
It's true, though.
For
I don't mean
a week,
to
the NBA heads were like, like just berating us about how
you don't know ball, you don't care, you're a casual.
Missing out.
I'm not missing out on anything. I'd rather watch Caitlin Clark tonight in the Indiana Fever take on our Golden State Valkyries.
You know who's going to the game?
Who?
My mother.
No.
She's so fired up. Her and her friend. Her friend's got season
What's your mother's
tickets.
First name, please?
My mom's Noreen.
Noreen.
Yeah.
The great Noreen Shasky.
Yeah, she's going to the game tonight. She's super fired up. And yeah. She thinks that Sophie Cunningham is the great teammate because she's sticking up for Caitlin Clark. And she's like, I don't understand why everyone's going at her. I go, Mom, people hate winners. She's like, that's true.
There's a lot of jealousy.
Across the board.
There is. And I do think there's a conversation surrounding Caitlin Clark at some point today because it is a huge story. I mean, this is one of the most box office-y type players in sports today. Definitely in America. I don't know if she's translating, obviously, in the WA translating overseas, but at least here in America, Caitlin Clark is must-see, much like Stephen Curry is must-see. Like that's a conversation right there, Caitlin Clark or Steph. Like that, the fact that that's even a conversation that you want to, which one would you rather see, is crazy in and of itself. But we're having that conversation. We gave away tickets all day yesterday on our station to go see this. We have Grandy and Willard broadcasting from Thrive City later today. That's awesome.
Like, is Dibs off all week?
No, he was there yesterday.
So he's off, but he's off today.
I think so, yes. I don't know.
Well, he's on that Guru schedule.
Hey, well, shout out Guru. And by the way, shout out to all of you.
Are we platooning the Dibs spot now on Willard's? Willard's show is smarter than you.
Well, shout out
to platoon.
Well, you know what? We're the only ones that are working today here, us and KCBS, by the way, because shout out Juneteenth for all those celebrating today. It is a federal holiday, but of course, as you know, Joe, in radio, federal holidays mean nothing to us because we'll be working Christmas, Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter. So there you go. 888-957-9570. So we got that. We got Thunder Pacers, NBA Finals. We've got Indiana Fever. We've got Valkyries. We've got the Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Bus family are selling the team.
Oh, no. Shocking.
That it kind of was.
And I'm going to say this right away. As a Warrior fan, part of the beauty of their rise to prominence was that we had a venture capitalist running the team and the deepest pockets in the league, or it felt like.
Right.
And they were kind of a mom and pop shop, the Lakers.
A little bit.
And I always felt like we had deeper pockets than them. When, if you step back, that sounds insane. Yeah. But because they weren't, you know, a family that had billions and billions and billions of dollars, like they run the family business, which was the Lakers.
Yes.
And if you look at spending proportionate to what you would expect, if I said the Yankees were 7th, 8th, and 9th in spending,
right,
you would say that's unacceptable for the Yankees. Well, that's kind of what the Lakers were the last few years. And as a Warrior fan, I'm going, uh-oh, does this mean that like now they're going to be like the Dodgers and they're going to just spend, spend, spend?
Well, it's funny you say that because the future owner of said Lakers is going to be the guy that owns the Dodgers right now, Mark Walter. So not only does he own the Dodgers, but he's going to own the Lakers too. And we've seen all the success he's had since he's been owning the Dodgers. He has two World Series. So, I mean, we'll see. Baseball, basketball, they're different operations. But when it comes to putting people in positions to succeed at an executive level, clearly the guy knows what he's doing, right? Is there going to be some overlap between both of them? I'm not sure. I know Magic Johnson's probably very happy. I don't know if Magic's still part of the ownership group with the Dodgers, but I know there was a falling out between him, the Bus family at one point and all of that, but it's pretty crazy because I think the Bus family are in the NBA, at least. I don't know. Obviously the Steinbrenners go back. There's so many other families in baseball or whatever that go all the way back. Mark Davis with Al Davis in the NFL. There's lots of families that go way, way, way back. But in the NBA, I want to say the Bus family has been like the longest tenure since 1979. Yeah. Like the longest tenure, like family ownership group in the NBA. In that time, and now they're going to sell. I think the only other one is whoever owns the Pacers. I have the name slipping on me right now since like the 80s. So, yeah, an end of an era for sure there. And, you know, when I think of that brand and selling it, the fact that they were valuated at $10 billion and that the Warriors, if they were to sell right now, could be worth more than that, kind of insane.
Kind of?
Kind of insane.
No, it's really insane.
Right?
It's really insane. But there's also, when you do these things, and we can get into it on the other side. when you do a transaction like this, and this is a step transaction, meaning Jeannie's going to be in control and then they're going to pay out portions and she's done. It's like Mark Cuban. He's done. He's done with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
They might be the title of governor.
They have a
That's a transitional phase thing. It's like when two companies merge, you keep on a CEO for about 2 years and then they step down.
Right. And the Buss family will keep a minority share of the team, just over 15%. For a, quote, period of time.
Yeah, it's a step transaction.
Exactly.
It's over.
It's Jover.
But part of what makes the Warriors so special is there's obviously the Steph element, but there's also the real estate, meaning the stadium that they own. You know, crypto is not owned by the Lakers.
Not. It's, again, why Ballmer has his own studio with the Clippers. And it was kind of like, and I know we're up against it, but you made that reference to the Yankees. You know, it's like if they're just number seven in payroll, it's almost kind of like, you know, the Mets outspending the Yankees this past offseason, like how the Clippers have been doing business in comparison to the Lakers. Not to say the Lakers are cheap or the Yankees are cheap in any respect, but it's kind of crazy to see this team that's the second fiddle outspending you, right, when it comes to that stuff. So we'll get into that more on the other side. There's a lot happening in the sports landscape. Obviously, the Giants are trying to stop this skid right now. Will Fleming joining us at 8 o'clock, voice of the Boston Red Sox on the Red Sox Radio Network, brother of Dave Fleming. Talk some Rafi Devers with him, plus this or that in the 9 o'clock hour. Cannot wait for that. And this segment was brought to you by Valvoline. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, down the coast, make sure your first stop is at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As we've mentioned, Joe, what do they do? You got to stop the bleeding. If you're or you got to start the new streak, right? That's what you do with an ace, all right? Robbie Ray struggles last two starts. Justin Verlander just got back, struggled. Roop, roughed up. This is where Logan Webb, who's been your most consistent pitcher all season long, needs to step up, and hopefully that happens today at Oracle Park. 888-957-9570 is the number. Will Fleming going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. Voice of the Boston Red Sox, who take on the Giants starting tomorrow. So we'll be talking with Will about that. The revenge series, if you will, for Rafi Devers. And trust me, tomorrow will be a lot of revenge talk in that regard. But today, there's a lot happening in sports. And we'll get back to the Giants because Justin Verlander did have some interesting thoughts after his game yesterday that actually kind of had me a little concerned about the rest of his season potentially. So we'll discuss that. But prior to the break, Joe, we were discussing probably the biggest story in sports yesterday, which was the Buss family selling the Lakers to Mark Walter for $10 billion. You know, you get the Shams Charania update on ESPN. If you have those updates on your phones, it's just like, whoa, what? Kind of out of nowhere. So within the last couple years, we've had the Dallas Mavericks selling, as you referenced, Mark Cuban selling the majority stake. We've had...
And what exactly did they go for?
$3.5 billion, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, $3.5. That was in 2023. And then you had the Boston Celtics selling to Bill Chisholm for $6.1 billion. That was 3 months ago. Mind you, the Celtics coming off a championship year, right? And then they sell them. And now we have, just 3 months later, the Lakers selling for a cool $10 billion. It's pretty crazy. And like, those are three like championship franchises right there selling. Is that a trend you're seeing now? Like, what do you make of that?
Well, there's
why are these people selling?
Well, there's a lot of sales that are going on. So like right now, John Fisher, who owns the A's, selling the Earthquakes. My hypothesis on why he's selling the Earthquakes is to generate revenue for whatever he's going to dump into the stadium. Now, that is just me guessing and speculating.
In Vegas, yes.
Yes, that's me speculating. I don't know. Maybe he's just done owning them. I'm not really sure. You know, the 49ers just bought a couple of soccer teams. You know, Fenway Sports Group, a.k.a. John Henry, and a conglomerate of other people own the Red Sox. There's a lot being made about them owning this soccer team, dumping Devers and his $300 million deal, and then signing a soccer player for $150 million. And you know, what most people will tell you is that, hey, if I own two businesses, let's just say two restaurants, and they're under different LLCs, what I do at one has no bearing on the other. And while I understand that, you also take capital that you have and you reinvest it back into your organization. And, you know, if you're investing extra capital that you might have for one venture, maybe you have a little less to put in to another one. Because not all of these are making money, right? What do I make of all these sales? What do I make of Tampa Bay just selling for 1.7 and the Lakers selling for $10 billion? Well, sports is a very big economy. That's number one. There's a very big economy. And there's a dramatic difference between what the Earthquakes are worth and what the Lakers are worth. Mm. Now, I think the Lakers would be worth more if they owned Staples.
Yes.
Okay.
They would, if they owned that entire land, which is great. If you've ever been down there, it's a great little section of LA.
Yeah, sure,
great.
But yeah, it's an older stadium.
It is an older.
In today's day and age.
It is an older stadium. I'd still say it's pretty, it's, you know, it's got its cachet.
20-plus years old.
But it's 20-plus years old, yes.
Right, and look, in modern stadiums, that's, you're getting... You're getting to the point where it's like, hey, we're either going to renovate soon or we're going to figure out a new location. So I look at the Rams. If I said to somebody, hey, what's the biggest brand in LA? They would probably say Lakers or Dodgers.
Correct.
Right? And in whatever order, depending on who you're talking to.
Hell, then probably USC football. Continue.
It might be. It might be. You might be 100% correct. And the Rams might not be at the forefront of those discussions yet. If you ask me...
And it's definitely not the Chargers. Continue.
If you ask me who's the team... I don't even consider the Chargers an LA brand. But if you ask me who's probably worth the most, it might be the LA Rams because of SoFi. Because SoFi is so big.
It's awesome.
And SoFi is so... It generates so much money, right, for that organization. You can have 100 events a year, not included the Chargers games, which are... They're renting from Kroenke and what the Rams are doing. So when you buy the Rams from Kroenke, if they ever were to put them on the market, you're also buying SoFi, which is as state-of-the-art and as awesome in L.A., right near the airports. You can host Super Bowls. You can have NFL combines. So that is part of the transaction if you're acquiring them. That might be one of the biggest pieces in the mix. So now let me bring it back to like the Giants, the Niners, and the Warriors.
Right.
Well, the Niners don't own their stadium.
No,
Santa Clara Joint, you know, authority does. So it's basically an entity created by the county that owns them.
God, what a horrible deal.
Right? The Giants, they own that stadium. All right?
What a great deal.
And if you were looking at acquiring the San Francisco Giants, that stadium is a big part of that transaction. It is into the property is in there in the language of what you would be acquiring. Now we get to the Warriors. And this is why they built in San Francisco. I know everybody wants to argue, but like the reality is that like real estate, you buy in St. Francis Woods or you buy in the Marina or the Presidio, it's going to be a lot more expensive than buying in Stockton.
Location, location, location.
Absolutely. And so as we start to do valuations, there's a reason why the Warriors in the recent Forbes evaluation that came out, I don't know, 6 months ago, were at about $9 billion before this transaction with the Lakers. Steph Curry, the brand itself, the success, one of the original NBA franchises, but the stadium. And then you factor in the revenue that the stadium generates for this team and the revenue that the team is creating. I mean, they're a cash cow. The Warriors are a cash cow. So if you ask me 10 years ago, would the Warriors be worth more than the Lakers? I'd have laughed at you. I'd have laughed at you. You ask me today, and I'm like, yeah, I would not be that surprised if the Warriors went up for sale today and they were worth more than the LA Lakers because of everything I just said to you, the revenue that they're creating, the stadium and the actual real estate footprint that you're buying, the fact that you can have venues which can host 150, 200 events. You got the Valkyries probably attached to that as well. I mean, it's crazy how much money these teams are worth.
It's insane, right? Turn on my mic. It's insane, right? And then you see the likes of, as you've mentioned, Jed York. You're getting all these other teams, whether it's the Niners, whether it's the Raiders. You're getting all these other like venture capitalists, guys that could have an influx of immediate cash to help you out. That's why Tom Brady went in with one of his partners, right, to buy a minority stake of the Raiders. And it was such a big deal because he calls games for Fox. Is there tampering? You know, he's going to have insider info, quote unquote. It is funny that he, you know, hired a guy named Spytek as the GM, but we won't get into that. Shout out Spygate, if you will. But I just think it's fascinating, man. All these like historic franchises that are selling. I mean,
it came out of nowhere, too, the Lakers.
The Celtics and Lakers are the most iconic brands in the sport.
But think of the Grand Canyon.
And they just sold. That's crazy.
Think of the Grand Canyon gap between the two of them, though.
Yeah.
If you ask most NBA heads, I bet you they thought that the Celtic number before would have been closer to the Lakers. But again, the LA market is so big. And we talked about this when we were talking about the Red Sox. There are only 7 million people. 7 million people in the state of Massachusetts.
There you go.
All right. There are 7.5 million people here in the Bay Area.
Right.
All right. Now imagine how many are in Southern California.
Well, that's just like a county in Southern California, in like LA. It's like a county. Like, seriously. It's,
I know.
Yeah. So when
you're also acquiring these teams, you're acquiring whatever their revenue is, their gate, their property, and whatever their current television contract is. Right. Hence why the Dodgers are so expensive.
Right. And right now, the Giants are putting the money where their mouth is, like these other teams are right now. And I want to get back in to the orange and black here in a second. Justin Verlander has not had a win all season long. He spoke after another loss yesterday, his first start in over a month, Joe. I got to say, I'm a little concerned about this pitching staff right now. We're going to discuss why on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Can you listen?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listen to us. You can also catch the Golden State Valkyries taking on the Indiana Fever tonight, Joe. Caitlin Clark is in the Bay.
Yeah.
You think Steph's going to be courtside for this one? Huh? I think there's going to be some big timers at courtside today. I do.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, people have, like, it's
no,
summer.
You do not just say pods. I love pod. Come on.
Pods.
He's been at every single one of the games.
And so I guess he'll be there tonight.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say anything. Continue.
With this Lakers sale, let me ask you, what's the biggest thing that you're getting when you buy the Lakers? Like, what if you were to rank all these things? Like,
oh, it's easy. You just said it. I'm getting the Lakers. I'm getting not the Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers brand.
Okay,
is
more
what
so
I
than
am getting.
Okay, that you're going to rank that ahead of acquiring a team within the NBA and the revenue that kind of goes along
over
with
LeBron
that.
James,
over LeBron,
over all of that.
Okay.
Yes, I am getting the Laker brand in Los Angeles. As far as I'm concerned, that is the second biggest brand, maybe third. It's the top three. It's Yankees, Cowboys, and Lakers, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to brands in American sports right now.
Okay.
It is a top three brand.
I think most people would agree with you. Because, part of when you buy into this is like, hey, you're buying into that league, and so you're kind of assured certain revenues based on television deals. And because you're the Lakers, you're kind of assured certain gate revenue.
Like, if I was buying the Minnesota Timberwolves like Alex Rodriguez just did, right? That's another one we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
Like they just sold, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think Alex Rodriguez is looking at when he's getting the Minnesota Timberwolves? It's not the Minnesota Timberwolves brand.
No.
No, it's not that. I got a young superstar right now, which is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I got Anthony Edwards, right? But I'm pretty sure they own Target Center.
Well, and I'm in a league that is flourishing right now when it comes to television deals.
Correct.
So I'm guaranteed X amount of revenue off just my television deal no matter what. Like, basically,
so it's
the business model is locked in
place.
I'm
getting the NBA franchise.
Exactly.
The team. It's different. Yes.
I'm in the game.
There
you
go.
As we like to say.
Exactly.
Like right now, like if the Oakland A's went up for sale, they don't have a stadium. They don't have a home. Right? Right? These are the
Athletics, excuse me. They're not even the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, you know what I meant.
ATH. Right.
They don't have a home. They don't have they don't really have any, they have players in baseball, people know, but there's no cachet like a LeBron or a Steph.
They're an orphan right now. Yes.
What?
They're an orphan right now.
And their brand, though the older fans would argue that their brand is strong and it's got this resume, their brand is garbage.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's been tarnished because of the owner. Yeah.
So what are you buying?
You're literally what I'm trying to sell. If I am what would you say if I'm selling the A's to you right now, Joe? It's all right.
You're getting into baseball.
You're getting into, that's exactly what you're
doing.
That's
what the sell would
be. No, that's exactly, you're like, I am giving you a major league franchise that, you know what? You can put it wherever you want to.
Exactly.
Right? That is what I'm selling.
I'm giving you a canvas.
I'm giving you a canvas, a blank slate.
Yes.
With some young pieces on there that you can start with.
So let's push this forward.
Jacob Wilson, by the way, baller.
If you were buying the Warriors, okay, and the Warriors were at one time, well, I don't know what they are now, with the Lakers selling for $10 billion,
yeah.
They were evaluated by Forbes at $9 billion. I would think that they're higher than the Lakers currently. If you were buying the Warriors today, what's the first asset you're buying? Like, what is the number one most important part of that portfolio?
You know, right now, it's actually interesting.
Is it Steph? Is it the brand? Is it the market? Is it the stadium? Is it the gate revenue? Like,
I wanted to say the real estate first and foremost. Chase Center, that location, it is thriving. It is booming over there. Everything looks brand new. All the housing that they've built. It's been incredible just to see that whole area since the Giants moved there. The transformation that has taken place. I don't have to tell you.
It's incredible.
You've seen the transformation your entire life. Like, you used to be nothing. You used to be a dumpster fire over there, right?
Yeah.
It was gross. It was disgusting. It felt like it was radioactive three-headed fish over there, right? Now, it's the place to be,
yeah.
Right? So I wanted to go real estate, but now that I'm thinking about it, the brand is pretty big. And because of one player in particular, Stephen Curry.
Okay.
They have made Golden State a global brand. Joe Lacob being a part of that, but specifically Stephen Curry. They are a brand.
You think the brand is more valuable than the real estate?
I don't know if it's more valuable, but it's definitely in the conversation.
So they're close.
They're very close.
Okay.
So I know if it's a cop-out, sorry, but
yeah.
The real estate and brand for me is what I'm buying.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, that's interesting.
And Steph being a part of it, but Steph's getting older, man.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got like 2 years, maybe.
When you're hearing all this stuff about the Lakers, not much has been said about LeBron.
Now, it's different, too, with, like, Luka is a part of it. We didn't mention Luka Doncic.
That's actually a really good point.
Luka is, what, 26 years old? Like,
do you think the NBA knew that they were going to do this sale before the trade deadline? I'm asking conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. Do you think that they threw Luka over there to drive the price up as high as they could? Conspiracy theory-ish.
Shout out the X-Files.
It's a joke.
No, but, like, the fact that they kept this so hush-hush for so long, like, and just dropped on us on a random Wednesday in June, it just has you thinking about all of it. And by the way, there are, like, six or seven, like, siblings in the Buss family, I want to say, and they didn't need a majority vote from all the siblings. That was a stipulation put in from their father, Dr. Jerry Buss, obviously, probably the greatest owner in the history of sports, I would say, in American sports anyways. Just think of all the championships that he won when he was alive. I know Joe Lacob looked up to him in a huge way when it comes to ownership. Him, Eddie DeBartolo, all those guys, right? So the timing of it is very interesting when all this stuff is going down. And, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So if I were to put the New England Patriots up for sale, let's say 5 years ago, all right, when they had Brady and Belichick, we would all agree they would probably be valued more proportionate to whatever inflation and the current market prices are, more when they had Belichick and Brady than what they are today.
Of course, I would totally agree with that.
Even though they have Gillette and the Kraft family and all that. And what is their brand today?
Exactly. They're not good. The New England Patriots are one of the worst teams in the NFL. That is their brand right now. They have won a lot of Super Bowls. But those Super Bowls were tied with not the owner. I don't think a lot of us look at Robert Kraft as some, Joe Lacob type, Al Davis Maverick type. Again, as I mentioned, Dr. Jerry Buss. He won a lot, and I think he wanted a lot of that credit, as we saw in that Patriots doc recently, yeah. Right? I don't think their brand is as big as a lot of people may have thought 5, 6, 7 years ago when Tom Brady was on there. But it's a brand. Don't get me wrong.
This is where I get back to the Warriors. I'm glad you're saying this because I'm not saying that this is going to happen. But I wonder, post Steph Curry, what's the brand look like? What if you got a couple of down years with the Dubs and all of a sudden, like, because right now, if I were to ask you the same question and you were doing the exercise with the Giants, what is the most valuable part of the portfolio of the San Francisco Giants?
That ballpark. Oh, my God.
You don't even think twice,
huh? I don't even think twice.
And they're a 200-year-old organization.
It's a crown jewel in the sport.
So I think no matter what, like, I think it's that stadium for the Warriors. Them building that stadium is, like, the number one part of that. And I'm not knocking the brand. I'm not knocking Steph Curry at all. I'm just saying how important. And think about it. You said the ballpark for baseball. You can't hold that many events outside of baseball. Now, it's 81 dates a year because the venue's so big. In a 20,000-seat arena, you can have the Valkyries, you can have comedy, you can have musical acts. You really can fill that thing up 200-plus nights.
Hot Wheels shows for the kids.
Exactly.
Yes. Like me and your brother went to last year.
Exactly. So, like, I look at the Giants, and their brand fell off precipitously. Would we agree?
Oh, yeah. It felt like an all-time low the last decade, pretty much. It felt like that. I know it wasn't because there was a lot lower in the early 90s. Yeah, are they going to move? But, like, it felt like that for a while. It just felt stale. And yeah, all, like, it used to be I could just go to the ballpark and have fun, and people just weren't going to the ballpark.
Yeah,
like it was bad.
Well, I wonder now, you know, they do these Forbes things every year. I wonder what their value is going to be now that they got Devers, now that Buster's here, now that attendance is up, and it, and also the A's are one step closer to Las Vegas. All right, so now let's do the exercise with the Niners. The Niners do not own their own stadium, okay? And I think the San Francisco Niner brand is bigger than the Giants brand and the Warrior brand over the decades.
I do, too. I think if you are buying the San Francisco 49ers, if they went up for sale today, it would be...
They'd get more than the Lakers.
Oh, they would. First off, it's the NFL, and the San Francisco 49ers are one of those iconic brands. And yes, they would sell based on that name alone.
And the fact that you're buying into the NFL.
What was the last team sold in the NFL? Was it
Commanders?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.